Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm half of the Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle and Eat Me. And I want to tell you what we've got coming up this week. On Mondays, it's SOS, Shonky Old Shows, where we show old shows on... Tuesday, it's Tuesday Car. Come in. Oh, Wednesdays... We don't play Cluedo, we play Udo. It's not Cluedo. I don't remember what Thursdays are. And Fridays? Well, that's Judgment Day. Judge Boyle. So make sure you look smart. That's weekday nights. From 9 p.m. on twitch.tv/IanLee, the late night alternative with me, Ian Lee, and Catherine Boyle. That's her there.
She's older than that now.
Right, can we time out Benji Clay? I knew Ian was one of those squeezed toothpaste tubes from the middle kind of people.
Screw you.
Thank you for the sub, Tommy G Live. Screw you. I've got kids. So how dare you? I'm constantly going to get them to push from the end. So screw you.
He's trying his best, man.
Time that guy out. Oh, look. The guests are arriving one by one.
Oh, let them in.
Shut up. Who would you like to invite in first?
Well, I think first up we should let the cook in because she needs to be getting on with things.
Who's the cook?
Blanche Batters.
Okay, here we go. So the cook is coming in. Oh, hello? Could you turn, please? Right. Blanche?
What about it?
Oh.
Flip it, heck.
Oh, she's a saucy one.
Are you interrupted me for?
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Oh dear!
Oh my goodness gracious me, Blanche. This is. Tell us about who we've got here.
This is Blanche Batters. What can you tell us?
Are we allowed to open these?
Now we're allowed to,
allowed to read these now, aren't
well,
we?
Well, only read the front bit for now.
Okay.
Oh, no, he doesn't really tell you anything, does it? Okay. Let everyone in first.
All right. Also, Blanche, is it possible to change your name on Zoom? For some reason, it says Alex. I don't know if you could change it to Blanche. Thank you. We're now going to go and bring in... Let's go to Dr. Fumbles.
Let's see Dr. Fumbles.
Here comes Dr. Fumbles.
Oh, dear.
There we go.
I warn you, he's a character.
Yeah, okay, we're going to... Thank you. There we go. Hello, Dr. Fumbles.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Can you see me? Oh, just a minute. Sorry.
There's a public health message. Don't want that.
Right. Oh, God. Stay there, Dr. Fumbles. We've lost fanny batters. We're going to admit...
M fatale.
M fatale. Okay. Imagine if he had no trousers
Where's
on.
Where's he going?
Where's he going? He's gone. Doesn't matter. We'll come back to... He's turning the telly off.
Hello.
He's turning the telly off. Can you believe that? Where is M fatale?
I can hear her.
Hello?
Hello.
Can we see it? There she
Darlings.
Brilliant.
When she said she needed something to look forward to and plan, you weren't kidding, were you?
This is the best. This is the best.
I mean, you look wonderful.
Welcome to the manor, milady. We will be... welcome to the manor, milady. We will be talking to you in a minute. Let's go. Now, who is this Sierra Tango?
The only constable in the village.
Okie dokie. Let's bring in Sierra Tango. Oh, God. Here we go. Let's see what we've got here. Hello, officer.
Hello, is that the butler?
This is the butler, yes.
Powers of deduction are strong.
Good evening, butler.
Is that supposed to be a copper?
Yeah, I think it's one of those modern WPCs.
How dare you question my credentials?
It's like the end of Carrie.
Quite the party.
The thing is, I don't know if I can carry on. You know, I've got a thing for female police officers, and I don't know if I can carry on.
I don't think that uniform is standard issue, but...
Please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Oh, dear, right. Now, we have the driver. Thank you, officer. We will come back to you shortly. So we have the driver. Who is the driver,
Ford,
please?
Ford Escort.
Okay, so let's bring in Ford Escort. Here we go. This is the driver.
Hang on. I'll have to go back.
No rush.
Yeah, no, I'll have to go back, yeah. No, a load of old bollocks, probably.
What?
Oh, hello, right, what's this about? How long is it going to take?
This is going to take all flipping night with that attitude, young man. Speak into the microphone.
Hello, can you hear me?
Very quietly. But we heard you enough being rude about us.
What's this about, then? What's going on?
Can we see your face?
What do you mean?
Can you please allow us?
Technical. What is it? What do you want?
Well, we said you were a driver. We didn't mean getaway.
It's the best you're going to get. You ever seen Lovejoy? Remember Lovejoy?
Yes, I do remember Lovejoy. Yes.
I see myself as a bit like him.
Okay.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thank you very much indeed. We're going to bring in now. Who's this?
That's Professor Peacock I see coming up the drive.
Okay. It's a little bit tricky here now because we've got so many. Add pin. Hang on a minute. I've got to click so many things. There we go. Hello, Professor Peacock.
Muted.
You're muted.
Thank you, Doctor.
That was your diagnosis.
I felt it was funny.
Dearie me.
That one was a real surprise. Hello, Professor. Lovely to see you. Now,
good evening, staff.
Professor, is it possible to change your name on your...
I've been trying with the technology. I don't understand it.
Doesn't matter. Right. Okay. So what we need, I am hoping, well, we need, where is, I've just, Deslinum 2020, come on, Papamorph, please. That is a very peculiar shaped moustache. I would love to know where he got that from.
These academics.
Now, we need Misty Visions to come back.
We need the good vicar.
Oh, the vicar, Reverend, are you there? Jesus. Reverend, are you there? Can you hear us? Is someone typing? Right, hang on. Let's type in the chat. Rev, can you...
I could come.
Okay, I'm glad you could come. That's great. Reverend, can you hear us? Okay. This is going to be a car crash.
what we need...
You have to explain how we're going to choose the murderer.
We need someone, one of the mods, to choose.
So well, no, but they. Know. But how? What do these people have to do here?
Are you all signed into Twitch at the moment, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Thumbs up. All right. So
could you just?
In a second.
We just want the party guests. Everyone in the chat, be quiet for a moment, please. No more chatting. Party guests, could you just type in the chat your character name, please, and then Matty is going to choose. A murderer. Okay, bearing in mind we might be two down.
Already.
Oh, hang on, Max is coming back. Okay, Max is coming back. Not Max, sorry, Reverend. The Reverend is coming back. Max, right, so Max is there. Right, so Matty, you have got all of the contestants have now identified themselves in the chat. Contestants, Matty is going to... Here's what's going to happen. Matty Stevo is going to pick one of you and whisper to you in Twitch. So check your whispers. He will be telling you who the murderer is. We ought to check our whispers as well, actually, because it could be one of us as well. So I'm going to check my whispers. Everybody just keep checking your whispers and one of you will be the murderer. Now, Max, we have you here, but we can't hear you. You can't hear us.
Ask to start video.
Matty has whispered. There is a murderer out there. I'm on my phone, can see you, but nothing happens. Max, would you mind? Max! Reverend! Right, hang on.
He's here.
Reverend, can you hear us? If you can hear us, nod.
Hear us.
Oh!
Can hear us nod
now.
Who's that?
Can hear us.
Can you say something to us?
Can you say something to us?
How is that?
You need to unmute.
He's not muted. Mm. He's not muted. Mm. But we have. Okay. All right. All right. Listen, we're going to make this work, Max. If you feel comfortable, you can whisper. Do you know how to whisper in the chat to someone? If you go in Zoom, if you click at the bottom, right, if you feel comfortable emailing me your telephone number, I will phone you. But if you don't, then I won't. That's not a problem at all. We will make this work. God damn it. Where the... Here we go. Here comes Femme Fatale. Jesus.
No, we've got... It's Misty Visions we want.
Misty Visions. Here comes Misty Visions. Here we go. Right. There we go. Misty Visions is coming. Here we go. Misty Visions is coming through loud. This is going to be great. Oh, she didn't dress up or anything. Well, that's disappointing. Hello, Katia.
She's connecting to audio.
Yes, hello. We cannot hear... Poor old Reverend.
He's praying.
Reverend's praying. Misty, oh no, hang on, who is she? Misty Visions, we cannot hear you. If you go down, are you doing this on a computer, Misty Visions? Okay. Hello. Right, Miss. Right. If you basically look on your app, there will be a picture of a microphone. There'll be a little arrow next to it. And if you click on that, it will have select a microphone.
Oh, God.
So you do. This is going to go on forever.
Whatever you pressed again, Katia, it just put you on mute.
Katia's on mute.
You've just muted yourself. On mute.
But she was. But the mute. She wasn't. Yeah, but she's
your
not.
Microphone.
She hasn't got the microphone connected.
Yeah. Are you? Oh.
No. I hope Max and Katia get murdered quite early. Right. We're gonna sort this out. Don't worry. Let us, Catherine. I think we need to start this game.
Have you all got your paperwork that I sent through?
Yeah.
Right.
Max hasn't got it.
Max, I emailed it to you.
Oh, Jesus. He's got it. This is your idea.
I know, but I didn't factor
right.
in this.
Let's go through it. Here we go.
Right, so. Host guide, welcome guest, blah, blah, blah. Play track one, starting evidence from this booklet. Guests should take turns reading out loud in the introduction section from their character sheet.
So I got to play this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down, Doctor!
What's he doing? He came very suspiciously.
Couldn't hear it.
This is Detective Bassett reporting in. I received a call from Heathcliff Manor, Wuthering Heights Drive, about an alleged murder. Suspects are still in the building until backup. It appears the deceased is Lord Heathcliff. Cause of death to be determined by coroner, but blunt force trauma to head and proximity of swimming pool suggests he was hit with a nearby candlestick and left to drown. There are no eyewitnesses to the murder. I've yet to take statements from the suspects who have assembled for a party in honour of Lord Heathcliff's newest wife. I'm now in Lord Heathcliff's office, and I'm looking at three cassette players, which the deceased has apparently used to record messages to be played after his death. Playing tape one now.
I'm not sure if this is round enough or not. Though, for God's sake. And that's how you deal with badgers. Which would mean the light bulb would never need replacing. If you're listening to this, I'm dead now. In a way, that makes me glad as I can stop recording these missives every day. On most other levels, however, I'm deeply disappointed not to be alive. More disturbingly, this recording is marked if murdered, which means my natural causes and in the throes of passion recordings aren't being played. So one of you miscreants has bumped me off. And I can tell you who did it right now. It was...
What?
No! Let me just try and turn up the volume on this contraption.
Okay, not much to go on there then. Playing tape two now, marked in the throes of passion.
Hang on, what is this?
Are we playing them all?
Oh, I don't know, I've just played the thing you told
me to
play.
It's fine.
I just played the thing you told me to play.
Right, so.
What is going on? Please take control of
the game. Do starting evidence. Right, the gator.
We don't know who we are.
You need to introduce yourself. So we'll start
before we did that?
No, after this. We have to listen to that then.
Okay,
we'll
let's start.
Read your bit.
The bio.
No.
Well, I don't know the bio.
You're supposed to know.
You said don't open it up.
No, well, that's what that said. You've got to read this bit now.
Well, can I read the bio?
No.
You're looking at it, there's a bit it says.
Read this.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. But I've not read the bio, which is before that.
I'll do that after. You read that privately. Now, open that.
Why is the driver sat on the gear stick?
He's a funny one.
I knew you was going to say that. It's just comfortable.
He's mucking. He's doing it with my rolling pin the other day.
Right.
It's just comfortable.
I will go first. I am the butler at your service. I don't really do the murder thing. I did visit his lordship in the pool prior to his murder, but I was not the culprit. I was actually outside talking to the gardener about something of a personal nature, which I'd rather not discuss with all of you here now. Okay, then there's a secret bit. Right, let's go to... Who is she?
Misty Visions.
Misty Visions.
Oh, God, she's not...
I know, we can't hear her. Hello? Right. Fuck, goodness sakes. Right, Misty Visions, could you email us your phone number and I will call you? Could you email the phone number and I'll do that? And while we're waiting, we'll speak to Ford Escort.
Introduce yourself, please, sir.
I'm Lord Heathcliff, chauffeur, Ford Escort. Pretty boring job. So at the weekends, I race for a Formula 3 team. They just offered me a permanent position, actually. Handed in my resignation the other day. Yeah, nice, sweet. Nice. When I'm not behind the wheel, I'm usually getting paid to have dinner with nice ladies. A few here tonight, actually. One or two things. Oh. I can't remember exactly where I was when he was killed. I was definitely in the house somewhere. I don't see why I'm a suspect, to be honest with you. Move on.
What a common man that man is.
Oh, well, let's go to Professor Peacock has made himself known. Professor!
Well, I don't feel I have to introduce myself at all. You all know me quite well, but I'm Professor Peacock, the renowned academic, and frequent board sitter on the examination authorities. I suppose you could say I was a friend of Lord Heathcliff, in as much as I'd frequently back up his arguments. In return, I became his confidant in all matters fiscal and academic, but also not estate planning. But alas, for that matter. Recently, I've been doing some research into some of you here, and it appears that Lord Heathcliff had proper cause for concern.
Ooh. Ooh. Mysterious. Okay, who would you like to go to next?
I would like to speak to Dr. Fumbles.
Let's get the doctor to introduce himself.
Touched in.
Receiving.
Right. Okay. Right. All your life, you wanted to be a vet, but you quickly turned into general medicine.
I think you're reading the wrong bit. It's the next bit. Introduce yourself.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You're reading your motivation.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Fumbles. And when I proclaim someone dead, they've
Dr. Funbles? It's been asked in the chat. Is it Dr. Funbles?
Of course.
Okay.
I'm Dr. Fumbles. And when I proclaim someone dead, they better not blooming. Blooming well get up again. I'm sure Lord Heathcliff was a good man, but he was also an enormous strain on NHS resources. Yeah. I arrived earlier today after his 9th phone call to my surgery complaining about a headache. I was on my way to prescribe him 2 paracetamol and a piece of my mind when he was suddenly declared dead by the butler. A butler, I tell you, with no formal training.
What?
For all we know, he's alive and well on to his 5th lap in the pool by now.
Thank you. If the Reverend... Right, the Reverend's coming back. The Reverend and... Who's Katia?
Misty Visions.
Stay there. We're going to call you in a minute if we can't get you to work here, although it's your fault. Thank you, Doctor. I think we need to speak to M. Fatal.
Yeah, go gently, though.
There we go.
Hello, darlings.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm M. Fatal, Lord Heathcliff's wife, and now a tragically young widow. I used to be an...
not that young!
Young compared to him. I gave up my job after our recent wedding so I could focus on being a good wife. Fortunately for me, this place is full of delightful antiques, from meerkat memorabilia to McDonald's Happy Meal toys. Oh. His lordship had excellent taste, as is clearly evident from his choice of spouse.
Lovely. Now we're going to go to Fanny Batters. Fanny.
About time.
Oh. Look, I'm Fanny Butters. I do all the heavy lifting round here, by which I mean baking, boning, beating, bashing steaks with my meat cleaver. I'm trained by the best and meanest teachers, mainly my mother. May she rest in pieces.
Oh.
Elsa Nanny. She showed me how to flambe.
Long pause there.
It's dramatic. Don't jump in.
I just don't think he can be bothered.
I didn't have much to do with Lord Heathcliff. I think he was too scared to come visit in the kitchen. But I am sad he's dead. He never once criticised my cooking. And anyway, at the time of the murder, I was in the kitchen roasting his lordship's banana.
Right, we're going to try the Reverend. Reverend, can we hear you? No, we're going to call you in a second. In that case, we need to speak to Sierra Tango.
Yeah.
Hello, Sierra.
Good evening.
Okay.
I'm Sierra Tango.
Oh, Jesus.
You can call me Constable.
But I think I'm falling in love.
Two facts are clear to me. Firstly, there's been a murder.
Okay, well done. Yes, we got that.
Secondly, somebody here has done it.
Oh. Okay.
And thirdly,
yes,
as the highest and only ranking police officer here, I am taking responsibility for this investigation. Mm. It's lucky that Lord Heathcliff summoned me here tonight. I might have missed out on all the fun. I spend all day every day trying to find a scrap of crime, but there isn't any in this sleepy little village. None at all, I tell you. How is that even possible? If I can solve this, which I will, I might get back to the Met.
You might get back to the Met?
I might get back to the Met. Now line up, everybody. I'll be needing fingerprints, DNA, and hopefully a confession.
Very, very sus. We're going to call...
Noi2222 in the chat says, I think we defunded the police too much.
Exactly. we're going to call...
Well, I'll introduce myself in the meantime.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
I'm Cinders. Most of you know I've worked here for the last 5 years as a maid. But what you don't... Is my mic off?
Yeah, your mic is on. I've just turned the headphones on. Go on. Hang on. You go.
What you don't know is that Lord Heathcliff was my father. Although there's a funny story about him not knowing he had a daughter and me just turning up, but I'll save that for later. I'm sure you're all thinking I bumped him off for the inheritance, but I haven't seen the will, and knowing him, he probably left it all to his cat anyway. Besides, at the time of the murder, I was picking apples in the orchard.
We can now go live to Misty Visions on the phone. Good evening, Misty. Jesus. Has she been watching this?
Can you introduce yourself, please?
Okay. From where?
The beginning.
The beginning.
Okay. The beginning.
My name is Misty Visions, and I am a psychic. I knew that Lord Heathcliff would die today. That's why I'm here. Well, that, and he hired me for the party as a special wedding gift for his new wife. I know that Lord Heathcliff's sudden violent death is upsetting, which is why I'm offering a half-price tarot bog-off consultation with every poem reader, I don't know how you pronounce it, I do tonight. Good death be on the cards for you too.
Oh, lovely. Say then, we're now... Oh, no, I don't want that. We're now... Oh, hang on. We're going to now... call the Reverend. Stay on the phone, please, Misty. Reverend.
The Reverend will be done.
Reverend. Is your phone ringing?
Hey.
Hello, is that the Reverend?
Oh, Reverend. Thank you. I've got engaged.
He's trying to Skype you, that's why he couldn't get through.
We cut, right. Oh, Jesus Christ. This was your idea, Catherine.
This isn't my fault.
Reverend, can you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, it's not a great signal, but shall we shall we do it like this? Huh?
Yes, go on.
All right.
Read us out your introduction, please?
Can you read us your introduction? I haven't done the introduction. Could you read us your introduction, please, Reverend?
Yeah. I am the Reverend. I'm proud to come here today, and I almost haven't.
Right, right. I'm gonna Skype you. I'm gonna Skype you.
This is bloody awful. I know what's being murdered.
My career.
Oh dear.
Are you still there, Misty Visions? She's gone. Misty Visions is gone.
No, she's not.
No, she's not on this phone call. Reverend. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Catherine, over to you.
Can you hear us, Reverend?
I hear you, Reverend.
Why are you so far away from your phone? Are you talking to us on the phone or on your computer?
I'm about to commit suicide.
He's committing suicide?
What? Don't do that.
Wait, it's a terrible
phone
signal.
But when I Skype you, it's fine.
Skype me. Skype me. I'm hanging up. Skype me, okay? Skype me. Oh, he's done it from there. All right, this is going to work. But we've lost... All right, Katia. Oh, Katia, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, he's going to Skype in, and I should be able to add him to this... No, I won't be able to. I'm going to hang up on Katia. I'm going to add him...
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, thank Christ for that. Right, but now I have to add Katia.
Hey.
Okay. Don't celebrate the fact that it's taking you 45 minutes to make contact.
Yes. But no, it's taken you 45 minutes to accept it.
I like it.
This is true.
Give us your introduction, please, sir.
Okay, but before we start, I'm going to tell you, spectacles, testicles, wallet and watch.
That's it. He's got it.
Okay. I am the Reverend Will B. Dan. I wasn't planning to come here today and almost didn't. But the Lord works in mysterious ways, much like my sat-nav. I'm sure we will agree that he's happy looking down on us, that Heathcliff, as he has always done from the other side. Sadly, when I arrived, he was already dead. So I don't see how I could be a suspect.
Love it. Thank you. Right, hang on. Now we're going to get Katia back in. Katia. What?
Hello?
You're still there. Right. Okay. Reverend, are you still there?
Oh, my God.
Reverend? I can't add. Katia, do you have Skype?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. I'm calling her in Belgium.
Okay.
Could you Skype us?
Yes!
I'm calling her in Belgium!
Oh dear.
Right, you're still there. Femme Fatale. No.
Misty Visions
is going to Skype us.
Right. Then we're in business, right?
You get going now.
Right. So, we're going to ask everyone a question.
Max, you look brilliant, by the way.
First of all, Blanche Batters. Where's Blanche Batters? Can you unmute, please?
That's me. What?
Why do you have a criminal record?
Look, I'll admit it. I've done things I'm not proud of, mostly petty theft.
You can ask him that one.
A shiny trinket here and there. I can't help it. If I see something shiny, I just have to get my hands on it.
Oh.
Like a shiny bell? What do I do now?
You can
now?
Ask him that question.
Why do I want to ask him if he did the murder?
No, you have to ask this question.
Right, Katia?
Yes.
Right, hang on, I think we just lost Max. Max, are you there? Right, Katia, call him one more time. Call him one more time because I did it wrong. Hang on a minute. Well, I can't ask him anything I want to ask him.
No, you have to ask off the menu. Top one.
You really lie to get this job?
Look. It was barely a lie, more of a word gap. I said I'd served for Her Majesty, and maybe I'd served at Her Majesty's pleasure for 5 years. All right.
Okay,
that's the end. So
next one. So I have to ask you.
What? What? Don't look.
There's your answers. Did you bring the murder weapon to the pool?
It's not uncommon. Well, I want to improvise around this.
Well, no.
So we're just reading a book.
Well, I want you to give your all.
We're just reading a book.
Come on.
You can improv over the top of it.
You go can, but
I'll improvise my fist in your face in a minute, Sunshine.
I think it was in.
Now that's the sort of magic we want to see. More of that.
It's not uncommon. It's not uncommon. And what about butlers aren't common, are they? They're posh.
Yeah,
it's not uncommon for his lordship to ask me to bring his prized candlestick to the pool area. That's not a euphemism for anus. Although I have done that on occasion. Me and Fanny, I would go to Fanny and get a pound of goose fat and lube up a candlestick.
This is what happens when he improvises.
Primarily, I suspect he likes to save money on the electricity bill. I recall he complained about the smell of the matches I used to light it.
Mm.
Oh, because it's electricity.
Was Lord Heathcliff alive when you last saw him?
He was quite alive. Hang on, I've got more. How many questions are you allowed to ask? So we get the ones that
two
ask.
Each. Well, yeah, you're supposed to have it in the middle, but we're not in the same room.
But you've sent this to everyone, right?
No, they haven't got this one. They've got a different one. No, it's fine.
So what do they do? What are they here for?
They're going to answer the questions. Will you just stay in the moment, please? You keep breaking the third wall. I'm going to break your face.
I'll break your third eye in a minute. He was quite alive. The candle gave off a surprisingly bright light, so I could only too clearly see his leathery body undulating in the water. Yes, he was dead, but his buttocks were very pert, and his peen,
what?
Although shriveled by the cool night air, still looked delicious.
Oh, my God. Right, you have to ask me that question, those questions.
Well, you see,
I
are you really Lord Heathcliff's daughter?
Yes, Lord Heathcliff was my dad. Not that he seemed that thrilled about it. I grew up an orphan but managed to track me mum down just before she tragically died in a freak circus accident. Lord Heathcliff was the only family I'd left. Now I got no one.
How did you track down your father?
My mum told me his name on her deathbed. Well, it wasn't really a bed. It was the floor of the big top, just as the clowns were trying to put her beard fire out. Those idiots. They knew those buckets didn't have real water in them.
But now these people can't ask any questions. We can type some of the questions in chat. So, or otherwise, it's just us asking questions all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, we have to ask questions.
Yeah, but it's just us. They don't get to do anything.
Well, no.
What?
Yeah, but they will. Hang
but
on.
If they were here, would they be asking these questions?
Well, we'd have all the questions between us.
Excuse me. We have a question sheet here.
Yeah, I know, but it says that we have to use this one, and it's different.
Well,
but you have questions on the back.
No, it isn't.
What question have you got, Professor Peake? What's your next question?
It says ask the butler, and I've got the same questions you have, so obviously...
All right, what's your ask D minor question?
Ask D minor.
We haven't got D minor, have we?
No.
Why are you here?
Right, why don't you ask Dr. Fumbles a question then?
Me? Well, we'll ask Dr. Fumbles a question.
Hang on, let's see something.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
All right, so the first two.
Okay.
Have you read the instructions?
I have, but look, this is different.
I'm not looking. That's your
don't
thing.
Don't get Larry with me.
This is your thing.
Yeah, I know, and you're stamping on it.
I'm not stamping on it. I'm the one that's fucking held all of this together with technological glue.
Well, right, hang on, stop. So, because it looks like these questions I've got here, so the ones I've got here are, Dr. Fumbles, what were Heathcliff's medical problems and did you diagnose any medical problems? On your question... menu on that you've got there. Are they on there at the top too for all of you?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from Dr. Fumbles, obs.
Yes.
All right, then we'll do it that way. Cool. All right. So, Professor Peacock, do you want to ask Dr. Fumbles the first two questions?
Yes, I do, and I'm glad you finally got to me.
Look at the state of Dr. Fumbles.
Yes, Dr. Fumbles. What were Heathcliff's medical problems? Did you diagnose any mental problems?
I've had to unmute you, Dr. Fumbles, because your Twitch stream is going.
Can your answer?
Hang on a minute, I'm just... Hello, I'm here, yeah. Right, that you've asked the questions, I've got it.
Yes, I have.
Sorry, I was listening to on the stream.
Yes.
And now I've come back to the computer, so I'm
would you like me to repeat the question, Doctor? Did you not understand?
I'm just going to give myself a shot or something. Okay.
Have you got a gun there? That would help.
Most of his medical problems were mental issues. If his meals weren't as he expected, he'd think the cook was poisoning him.
Hello?
Yeah, Katya, we're there.
If I didn't agree, he'd accuse me of incompetence.
I'm waiting for something.
You want the second one?
Right, Katya, you can't hear what's going on.
Outrageous.
But it's a lot of fun, trust me. And very someone is saying, someone's saying, I don't know why no one's ever done this before. Oh, I do.
I do.
Right.
I've now got to ask, what is your relationship with me? What would someone's? Why would someone steal your? That doesn't make any sense. No, hang on.
What?
It's got to just be the next question down.
What was wrong with your exam results?
Right, Lord Heathcliff took it upon himself to seek out my old university exam papers.
Right,
and these are my university colours. Anyway,
we're tied up.
Are we answering the right question?
To have them regraded. He was adamant I wasn't qualified and was trying to get me banned from practicing medicine. A little rotter.
I see.
Motive.
Okay. Right. Now what?
No more questions, sir.
All right. So who wants to question M for Tal? I reckon Ford, you can do the two questions for M for Tal, please.
Yeah. All right, darling.
Beg your pardon.
How you doing? You all right? one sec. Right. So... What's a beautiful woman like you doing marrying Lord Heathcliff? How did you meet him?
Well, you see, we met quite accidentally at an antiques convention. I was looking for something old and valuable, and he was looking for something young and cheap. He never found his watch, but we did find
as well as Brexit.
Shut up, Max! Shut up! I read that comment as well.
Why did you get married in such a hurry?
Brilliant.
Such a hurry. Well, you see, a man of his age, he just can't afford to hang about, can he?
Well, you neither.
Well, you see, one minute he's in the bedroom doing gymnastics.
You
want to
be streaming the chat.
Upside down in the swimming
Max!
Shut up, Max!
They're doing it! And I know you can't hear it, but they're doing it!
I mean, you can't predict when these tragic accidents will happen. But it's just a good job. We had all the paperwork sorted out when we did.
Right, but here's the thing, right? None of this will lead us to the murderer, because the murderer was chosen at random by someone.
Yeah, but someone's not telling the truth. Everyone else is telling the truth.
But they would be lying anyway.
Mate, don't question the
They would be lying anyway. Because it's in the script. I blame. All right.
M for Tal, ask your questions of Ford Escort.
Yes, you ask Ford Escort his questions.
Do I really have to speak to him again?
Yes.
Oh, I get it. It's in Act Two is when it gets interesting. Okay.
Who is it? What's going on?
I know.
Right, go.
That could be incriminating. Jesus. What, Ford Escort, were you doing with me?
Fucking brilliant.
Well, you were there.
The chat is just unbelievable.
You were there, love. You tell everyone.
Maybe they can.
The chat should get all the sponsorship money, you know?
I don't think it's right that you've asked me that question. You're trying to incriminate me.
Goodbye.
I think someone else should be asking me that question. Ask someone else a question. Go on, love.
Just do it!
No,
Jesus!
There's a reason for it.
All right, Blanche, you ask the second question.
To someone else?
No, to Ford.
All right, I'll explain it. I'll explain it then.
Go on then.
It's not going to work because she's asking me what I was doing with her. Do you not see it?
Let Blanche ask you.
Blanche?
Look, Escort, stop beating around the bush. What happened with your resignation? Why couldn't you just leave?
Well... How do you know about that? Well, the truth is...
all the news goes around the kitchen.
The truth is, he wouldn't let me leave. He rejected my resignation. And I checked the paperwork. It was drawn up by someone called Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. Apparently, it's legally binding for life, and I can't get out of it.
Right, Ford, ask your question to Fanny.
No, I've already had mine.
All right, okay. Who hasn't? All right, Sierra.
Sierra Tango.
Somebody needs to take control.
You two double team Sierra Tango. Start with you, Fanny.
Whatever
Sierra
that is,
Tango.
It sounds amazing.
Doesn't it, Josh?
Right, Tango.
Go for it.
Oh, am I asking you a question? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why were you suspended from the Met then, Tango?
Uh-oh.
It was a very unfortunate misunderstanding. I was working undercover in a chocolate factory, investigating a hash brownie syndicate. I have a very sweet tooth and I managed to eat all of the evidence. The powers that be weren't too impressed and posted me here as a punishment, but I'm hoping that I'm reinstated soon.
Right. We are going to be doing this forever, right? This is going to go on forever.
There's loads of questions.
There's loads. Why don't we just jump to Act 2 when people start lying?
All right.
Because people... No,
people have been lying already.
I haven't been lying.
Well, I had an option to lie.
In Act 1?
Yeah.
Did anyone else have an option to lie in that one?
Yeah.
Everyone did.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's what I mean.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's going on forever.
Ask the second question of Sierra.
Butler is not sus, Tom. JP, you reckon?
Unmute Ford because he wants to ask the question.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on now. Stick with it. We're getting there.
No, we're not. We're going back in time.
Did somebody ask why I'm at the manor?
Yes.
I came here tonight because Lord Heathcliff reported a break-in last week and I was just following up. Nothing was stolen at the time, but I'm keeping an open mind. It is possible that it's related to his murder, though.
Oh.
Right.
Questions. Professor Peacock.
To yes. Professor Peacock.
Yes, I've got questions. I've got questions. Who are you investigating?
Ah, a question at last. An intelligent question as well.
Jesus Christ.
It's not a secret I was investigating. Well, maybe it is. It's not a secret that he mainly had me investigating Dr. Fumble.
Ooh.
Oh, Bumbles. Mighty.
He was certain that he wasn't qualified to practice.
Doesn't look like a doctor, actually, does he?
What did you find out?
Well, I'm not really at liberty to say, but at this stage, but what I have found out, it's when, what? But if what I've found out is true, this will bring into question not only the doctor's professional status, but also his gender.
Oh, it's transphobic.
This geezer thinks he's Poirot or something.
I will not talk to the lower orders.
Katia, I mean, Misty Visions.
Oh, this is now tricky because she's not heard any of this, but it doesn't matter. Right. So, Katia, Misty Visions.
She's better now. So.
Misty Visions.
Hello, Misty Visions.
Yes.
A question. How did you know Lord Heathcliff was going to die?
Okay.
Tell her the truth.
Should I be telling you the truth, but the whole truth?
Well, unless you're the murderer, so.
The problem really is that I do not know if I am the murderer or not.
Well, if you don't... Jesus, right.
You need to check your whispers.
All right. So it's not... I know the murderer has been in touch with the person who... So we know it's not Misty Visions. So thanks for playing.
She's out.
Thank you. Let's go to the Reverend.
Reverend, we'll be done. Is Lord Heathcliff your brother?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yes,
Right, what can we do for you?
Is he your brother, Lord Heathcliff?
Is he my brother?
Yeah.
Well, yes. But we didn't really get on very well together, to be honest.
Tell us more.
How well did you know him?
I've got to get this now. Oh. The, well...
Huh? Hello?
Well, we were as different, really, as chalk and cheese, but we were in the same swimming team, but we didn't actually get on all that well, and we didn't tell people because we weren't very proud of it. I mean, I fell out with him because he said to me, what do you call a nun in a wheelchair? And I said, I don't know. And he said, well, it's Virgin Mobile.
Oh my God.
And I just said, I think that's really out of line.
Right, people in the... People in the chat are saying it's the man in the car. He killer, because if he had the chance to leave, he had enough time to kill someone without you know.
That's fair enough.
Peacock reminds me of the KFC or the Monopoly dude. Matty, can we get a poll in the chat as to who people thinks it is out of all of us, except for Katia? Because...
Clearly not her.
Because it's clearly not Katia.
Well, I think it was me, but nobody's told me.
Oh!
Right, did anyone tell you were the murderer, Max?
Well, yeah, but that was a month ago.
Jesus Christ, what have we stumbled on?
It wasn't tonight, no.
Right.
I've been told before.
So I guess
we could say goodnight to Max.
So thank you. So we're going to say goodnight to Max.
People are eliminating themselves from our inquiries.
Thank you, Reverend. And thank you, Misty.
Oh, my God. Right. Act two, innit? Do you want to do a quick chat poll and while we do the sponsors or something?
I don't think I've had an email from the sponsor saying nah.
Not tonight.
Not tonight, Josephine. Very quickly, you guys can do the sponsors. M Fatale, can you do Gregorian Emerson Law, please?
Gregorian Emerson, marvellous family of solicitors. Not that I'd ever need a solicitor for anything, I'm quite sure. If you've ballsed it up, they will unballs it for you.
Thank you very much indeed. Sierra, could you do Poseidon Safety for us, please?
Poseidon, keep Devon and Cornwall safe. They've got big dogs and even bigger guys, and they've got truncheons like the one I've got upstairs, which I forgot to bring down. But I'll get it in a minute.
Is that where you went a second ago?
And they do work for free. They look after schools and nurseries recently when they were broken into. And Ian, I think, has implicated them in about 8 murders in the area.
Yeah, at least.
Fanny, could you please do... Oh, God. Could you please do the recovery clinics, abbycare.co.uk?
I'm probably not best placed to do it. I can vouch for them personally. If you've got troubles, they're the right place to go. Great locations across the country, even in Glasgow, where I currently live.
And finally, Professor Peacock, the wonderful JPU Records. He's muted! He's just there going...
I was having a think.
I was having a bit of crack. Now, will you leave me alone? Yes, obviously music is very important in all our lives, you know, sort of the classic music, and you'll get none of that from JPU. You'll get this new music. I don't really understand it, honestly, but it's from from Japan. It's lively. The girls are obviously very attractive, I enjoy their output enormously. I sometimes put it on mute, but, you know, that's only
fine. OK, so that's our sponsors. Now, Kill Cam is really playing the game. Well, if not the man in the car, it could be the chef, because if he moved the weapon, why didn't he tell anyone? B, if he had the chance without anyone knowing, he could have hid the body. So there's that
point.
I think we should take a little break. Let's take a breather, guys. Let's take a breather, everybody, because this is yeah, Zach two of someone said in the chat 84.
This is the most fun.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Right, this is still going on, I see.
Act two, innit?
Right, okay, and now I feel that we've lost the deadwood, and I feel that this is really going to be... Right, so explain what happens now, Catherine.
Well, go to the website that we were on before and play them the second bit.
Well, we didn't play act one.
Oh.
But play act two.
Act two, yeah.
There we go.
But some people still aren't telling the whole truth, are you? So relax, close your eyes, and let the walls of the manor slowly close in around you. Picture it. The birds are singing, spring is in the air, and now comes love. Is that about how it went, Mrs. Withering, when you fell in love with Lord Heathcliff? Oh. Alas, that love will never be realised. Unlike the inspector's crush on Blanche Batters. Unless I'm taking things too literally. The cook has a crush too, mainly on the silverware that's been going missing from the manor. And that's not the only thing that's disappeared. Dee's priceless Stradivarius has gone walkabouts too. And it would be remiss of me not to mention one final theft. Should we tell them, Reverend, about how your brother, Lord Heathcliff, stole your fiancée from you at the altar? Did that anger you enough to want revenge? But love turns to hate, and presumably one of those feelings was driving Dr. Fumbles to have a heated debate with Professor Peacock in the library earlier. Were they talking about Lord Heathcliff's promise to publish Professor Peacock's novel, or M. Fattal's paperwork? Well, maybe I'm getting confused with Lord Heathcliff's will. Now, how did that one go? I think it ends with Cinders being the sole beneficiary to almost everything. But you probably already knew that, didn't you, Cinders? Well, there's always work to concentrate on when things aren't good at home, which is what Sierra has been doing. A bit of moonlighting, in fact. But wearing what uniform, you might ask? Some people are workers, some people are quitters. Ford's attempt at resigning didn't go too well earlier, but the butler is already serving a four-week notice period. So, who have I forgotten? Ah, Misty. What's on the cards for you?
She's gone.
Last time you met Lord Heath...
Misty's gone. I think we had a poll. Did we? I didn't see the poll. So, view results. You guys think that Ford Escort
or the professor
is the murderer. What? Right. Yep. It's everyone seems to think it's one of you two guys. Maybe you doubled up. And Fanny Butlers.
Fanny Butlers.
Right. Let's do it now.
Questions,
let's do this.
Questions.
Now, where do we go?
Act two. Let's ask Blanche Batters, Fanny Batters. What do you know about the silverware?
What do you want to know about the silverware?
Good. Look. Nervous giggles there.
Look, I only took it because it was shiny. If you knew what Lord Heathcliff was paying me, you'd understand. One play setting's only worth about a bag of chips anyway.
Did Lord Heathcliff know what you were up to?
Lord Heathcliff wouldn't notice if anything was missing. I swear he's so blind, you could come up behind him holding a candlestick over his head and, well, let's just say he's not very observant.
Oh! Fanny, do you want to ask the butler some questions?
The butler called. Oh, here we go. Okay.
It's called the butler.
Yeah.
Is it true you were being sued for fraud? Did you use Lord Heathcliff's
credit card? Hang on, that's Act 3. You're doing Act 3.
This is so stressful.
It's not your career that depends on this.
Were you really on 4 weeks' notice?
Times are times are hard, I suppose, and even though generations of my family have served the Heathcliffs for the last 400 years, I appear to have only accrued 4 weeks' notice. Yes, it was in writing, but I had prior warning. If you were going to ask me that?
Yes.
Lord Heathcliff voice records all his letters and I have to type them up, so I knew before I delivered it to myself.
Interesting. Butler, do you want to ask Dr. Fumbles some questions?
I do, actually, yes. Thank you, Fanny. There we go. Dr. Fumbles.
It's Blanche, not Fanny, but there you go.
Thank you. Dr. Fumbles, did you do the murder?
Am I allowed to answer that?
That's not the question.
Okay. What's your relationship with cock? Peacock.
That's not the question either.
That's the question I've got.
I'll stop to the second one down.
Yeah, I've got.
No, but Act Two. Oh.
Yeah.
You're asking Dr. Fumbles about.
Dr. Fumbles.
Yeah. Sorry.
Have I got the right question or not?
Professor Peacock's...
We have academic debates, usually about my university exam results.
Very sus.
He argued that I failed, and I didn't agree with him. I've got a piece of paper to prove it.
There we go.
that was a piece of paper.
Shut up. What's wrong with your exam results? Should I be listening to the answers?
A bit, yeah.
Okay, everyone should be listening to the answers, apparently. That was not made clear.
Lord Heathcliff took it upon himself to seek out my old university exam papers so that they were regraded. He was adamant I wasn't qualified and was trying to get me banned from practising medicine, the rotter.
Practising.
Dr. Fumbles, do you want a question? Who's next on this? M. Fatale.
John BG99 says, the doctor is murder.
Right. Have we had how did you meet Lord Heathcliff?
Yeah, we're on.
It's Act Two.
We're on.
What paperwork are you talking about?
Boom.
What are you doing? What are you going to do now? M. Fatale.
Well, it's not the will, if that's what you're thinking, because we had a prenup. I mean, it was all my idea. I didn't want anybody thinking that I was marrying poor, sweet, handsome old Heathcliff just for his money. And in the unlikely but believable event of his untimely death, I inherit absolutely nothing.
Sorry, someone in the chat is saying, is this going to be much longer? I have to work at 7 a.m. It's only going to be about another two and a half, three hours tops. Tops.
Did you answer the second question, M. Fatale?
What is the Maltese meerkat?
No. Nope. What are you going to do now?
I'm asking M. Fatale, you mean?
Yeah. M. Fatale, what are you going to do now?
We've asked it. There you go. She can answer it.
Well, I'll be moving on after the necessary grieving period has passed. I know for one place very long, you see. There's a hard auction in Frankfurt next week.
She's good. Kill.
They have a lot of things to sell.
Kilcam says he could have done it. I think he means you, Doctor. He could have done it because he wanted something he probably had of his.
Yeah.
Great. You keep them coming, Kilcam.
I'm glad you're getting into this.
Kilcam, not Kilcam.
Ford Escort, I have questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Em. Thank you, Doctor. That was is Katty? No, Katty is gone,
right? Yeah, she's out. She pulled herself out.
Okay.
All right, Cinders, shoot.
What happened with your resignation?
We already answered that one. Do that one because they messed it up. Someone else.
What, did someone ask that already?
Yeah, it's all right. It doesn't matter. They're not professional broadcasters.
Gary says we could have the third wave before this is over.
Why couldn't you just leave?
No, do the at one question because I ain't answered that one yet.
Oh, Jesus.
Which one?
What were you doing with a...
Yeah, that's
Mrs.
it. That one.
Mrs. What's it?
Yeah. Ask me that.
What were you doing with Mrs. What's it?
Yeah.
Lady Heathcliff, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's all a big misunderstanding. She dropped an earring down the side of the chair. I was trying to get it out for her. We ended up a little bit sort of, you know, linked in together. And that's how I got my ass stuck on this gear stick.
Do you want to ask a question of Professor Peacock, Ford?
Yeah, sure. You don't ask me another question then. No.
Right. No. I already asked you.
Been done.
Been done.
It's a clerical error. Yeah. Professor Peacock.
Yes.
Haven't we already asked you this? I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah, go on. Give it a shot.
What's this area about you having a deal with Heathcliff? What's that about?
Well, Lord Heathcliff, you know, is a good friend of mine, and he promised to publish my book, a theoretical novel called Life in a Vacuum Cleaner. And a bit like public school, he pulled out at the last minute. so it was a bit of a disaster, really. I was very disappointed, a bit like public school.
What's that novel about? Tell me some more about that.
It's about a wealthy man who is ignorant of the plight of those around him. And he eventually gets what's coming to him.
Oh, very interesting. All right. Cheers, Poirot.
Professor, could you question Sierra Tango, please?
Oh, I nearly kicked Ford out of the meeting. Here we go. Yeah.
Where's the prof? There he is.
Professor?
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes. What would you like me to ask?
Could you ask Sierra Tango?
About the moonlighting.
If she's free at the weekend.
I've been waiting for her to take down my particulars for all night.
Oh, God.
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting have you been doing, young lady?
You're muted.
She's giving her all there as well.
Between me and you, I've been doing some moonlighting. I've been doing some private work on the...
Oh, really?
Very hush-hush and highly confidential. Something I think the butler might have been interested in. Strictly speaking, I'm not...
Yes, go on.
Well, you and I have a thing, don't we? I can see it in your eyes. I'm not supposed to, but things are so quiet here, and I've got a lot of time on my hands, you know.
Why would it have to be hush-hush?
Well, it's not really professional, is it? If you must know, I work as a strippogram.
Oh!
Oh!
How much do people pay you?
Common sense, really. I've got the uniform.
I can see that.
If anyone gets too handsy, I can just restrain them. So, it had to come out sooner or later, I suppose, but I'd rather keep it up to wraps, under wraps even.
Kilcam is my favourite, by the way, in the chat. Kilcam says, Sarah Tango, why are you trying to act like you was with a man unless you was the killer of that one person?
Got you there on the ropes.
Totally got you there. What's next? Is it Act 3 yet?
Act 3.
Thank the Lord Jesus. Let's, Matty, could we run that poll again, please? Or a poll again? Let's see if anything has changed while we move over to Act...
The final act. Act 3.
Oh, no, that's the wrong one.
Stop.
That's the wrong one. Murder of the Man. Here we go.
Boom.
Here we go.
And so it is that our guests have been unravelled and the mystery is almost solved. Huh? But for those of you still bemused, the final act will be full of surprises. Who wanted Lord Heathcliff dead? It's not about the money, money, money. Or is it? Did you know Lord Heathcliff found Blanche's stash of stolen silverware earlier today? Did she want to shut him up? And Dee knows who took her Stradivarius. Was it Lord Heathcliff? And if so, why? He didn't need the money, did he, General? Because you owed him £10 million. And the butler can stop smirking. Lord Heathcliff was suing him for fraud. And all this whilst he was alive. Yet who would benefit from him being dead? We already know Cinders benefits heavily, which may be why she was spotted buying some very expensive shoes. And Professor Peacock gets a cut too, don't you, Professor? But that's all too obvious, isn't it? How about a prenuptial agreement? Someone really should ask Miss Fatale about the Maltese meerkat. It isn't all about getting money, though. Sometimes it's about protecting your ability to earn it. So it's time that Dr. Fumbles told everyone that he failed to pass his medical degree. Scalpel, please. It's time for a pay cut. And how would Misty Visions...
Right, they've gone. There's people
blah, blah, blah.
Jim says, well, I know now what I won't be buying for Christmas. And Kilcam, who is my favourite, is saying, it's Dr. Fumble. He wanted him dead because if he wanted what he wanted, he probably was trying to get someone he wanted to marry.
Oh.
Very, very clever. Let's have a look at, there's a new poll. Who is it? Ford Escort, Professor Peacock, M. Fatale or Sierra Tango, the butler, the maid, Blanche Butters or Dr. Peacock? Professor Peacock, right. So we'll see. So we're in scene, act 3.
Yeah.
So, we're so close, guys. So close. And don't worry, we will be... Unfortunately, we can't give any refunds. So, Catherine, what do we do... Cinders, what do we do now?
We need to ask Blanche Batters some questions.
All right.
Blanche Batters, how did Lord Heathcliff find out about your silverware?
He caught me red-handed as I was stashing some stolen silverware into me bra. He was horrified.
What did he do when he found out?
I begged and begged him not to call the police, and in the end he agreed, as long as I gave back everything I'd stolen and left first thing in the morning after I'd made his breakfast.
Do you want to ask a question of the butler?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Were you being sued for fraud? Did you use Lord Heathcliff's credit card?
Indeed. He was mumbling something about a lawsuit. He's so muddled, though, that whenever he gets... Yes, the right one. He gets a credit card bill, he disputes everything. And when that doesn't work, he tries to pin it on me.
Is there another question?
No, I didn't use his credit card. And I did not murder his lordship. I was outside talking to the gardener about being fired when it happened, and she will most definitely vouch for me if she were a player character in this game. Cinders.
Yes.
Is it? What? Why have you started doing
yes.
that?
Yes.
Why have you just started doing that? Just... Do it again.
Yes.
Is it true you bought expensive shoes? And who? The follow-on question, just to save time. Who were the shoes for?
Who are you? The shoe police?
Yes.
Yes, I did buy...
Yes?
Yes, I did buy expensive shoes. No one else... actually, I scrimped and saved for months to get them, so there. And They were for me, of course. No one else I know has feet this small.
Blanche is more sus since the start. Wrestling fan, everybody, just start piling in the chat. We're getting very, very close to this. Pile into the chat as to who you think it is, and we're going to read these best out. Sierra, would you like to ask Dr. Fumbles a couple of questions, please?
Dr. Fumbles, did you fail your degree? And in your expert opinion, what was the cause of death?
It's not a secret. I failed my degree, and then I was allowed to retake it.
And?
Then I passed. Then I passed. That halfwit peacock is regrading the first test I sat.
Killcam says, is Dr. Fumble a doctor, right? Perhaps the Rev was lying and now he's escaped. Rugby Toffee. It's got to be the good doctor, JMH. Professor Moustache says Vlakados. Mr. Ed says, it's Kath. Nailed on. Funky Bob says, I think it's the professor. Karen McDonald said, the maid did it. That woman would kill for a pair of shoes. Doctor, would you like to ask M. Fatale a couple of questions, please?
Taking his notes.
You look great in that. You should wear that. You look like Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, thanks.
I've not seen that.
Is this what is the Maltese myth?
Yes.
Was your marriage ever consummated?
Oh, very low blow.
How dare you?
Low blow.
Come on.
Come on.
Low blow.
Well, we'll find out.
Lord Heathcliff did own the Maltese meerkat, but it went missing from the locked safe in his office 2 days ago. Someone obviously knew what they were doing because those pieces can fetch millions at auction. And as to whether our marriage was consummated, I mean, what sort of question is that to ask a grieving widow?
Have another genuine.
That's a shitty question, Doctor. Yeah. That was out of order, Doctor. That was out of order. That was out of order.
Any of your business anyway, but Lord Heathcliff was usually terribly worn out from using the bedroom gymnastic set I bought him. Besides, our prenup specifically states I'll inherit certain antiquities regardless of whether or not our marriage was consummated.
Oh,
interesting. You got the best uniform, by the way. Best fancy dress.
What do you mean fancy dress?
Don't crack onto the window. It's very cold.
Don't break the fourth window. No, was it the fourth? Don't knock down a fourth wall.
Professor Peacock, would you like to question Ford Escort for
Rose us? Morgan says, why does Sierra keep looking off screen so much? Sus.
Yes.
The tarty widow did it. Brown eyes, Dolly,
yes,
please,
yes,
respect.
Yes, it's me again.
All right, let's hear it, Poirot. Come on.
Yeah. Were you really at the pool?
Yeah, it's very convenient, isn't it? Yeah,
Did you want Lord Heathcliff dead?
If you don't mind, I'll just take one of those questions at a time.
Okay.
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to confuse me.
I'm badgering the witness, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not going to stand. So, yeah, of course I'm at the pool. I've been all around the house thousands of times. As I said before, I don't remember where I was at the time of the murder. Could have been anywhere in the house. I'm always wondering about. And I believe your second question was... Can you remind me of your second question?
My second question was, did you want the Lord Heathcliff dead?
No, what a stupid question. I didn't want him dead. I just wanted him to let me leave. But he's been firing loads of people lately. And frankly, I'm a bit annoyed that I wasn't one of them. I want to go and be a racing driver.
We have some comments in chat. Charlie says, I saw Ford Escort vent in electrical. Robo says... Robob says the cook boiled him alive, and Killcam again is really on the ball here. So if he failed his degree, why would he be count as a doctor so he could have been the one that killed the person? Because if he studied a lot, he could have figured out how to kill someone fast. Plus, if the person that was killed could have passed the exam, Dr. Fumble could have got mad and killed him.
This is true.
Or reached out the exam and passed.
Is he an actual detective, that guy?
He might be a private dick, yeah.
He's a sex machine for all the chicks.
Ford Escort, do you want to question Professor Peacock?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yes, bet you would, yes.
Yes. just checking my notes. So then, Poirot. Do you know what's in Heathcliff's will? Because no one here seems to.
I believe that I am in the will. I believe that I've got a. He's leaving me an old typewriter of his, worthless really, but it's exchanging one dead weight for another.
very callous murderer.
Have you another question apart from that?
What are you going to do with that inheritance, murderer?
Probably use it as a doorstop. I'll sell it on eBay. Anyone want an Underwood typewriter that doesn't work properly at all? Very, very cheap.
Hazy says, gutted, I've only just walked in on this. Trust us, Billy. Everyone was excited for the first 10 minutes. And then, you're all right.
Okay, M. Fatal, do you want to question Sierra Tango?
I suppose so. Now, Sierra Tango, do you know who sent the anonymous blackmail notes?
Yes, I do.
Thank you for that. And are you not worried about getting in trouble with the police?
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Now, wait.
I still don't know who said, but I'm working on it. He certainly wrote that he recognized me when I was stripping, which narrows things down to about 30 stag parties. I've been visiting each one personally in an effort to catch the culprit. And your follow-up question was, it won't look good. That's why I took precautions. I only ever took bookings in the next town over. I wore a red wig and I used the stage name Charlie Foxtrot. And to be honest, I don't think anyone was looking at my face. Would you?
Woohoo!
Killcam says, I love Mind Riddle.
I love Mind Riddle.
So where are we now? I think we've done
everything.
We've
heard all the evidence. I think it's time to start chucking some accusations around.
Okie dokie. Well,
And then we've all got a final statement once we've heard all the accusations.
Lino says, this time last week, we were watching a man stuffing his gob with knockoff Frazzles. Life comes at you fast.
It does.
Right. Well, I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's Peacock.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Look at him.
That's interesting. What are you basing your findings on?
The bollocks about the typewriter.
Yeah, there's something in that typewriter.
Wouldn't it? And the fact that Ford kept calling him murderer me think.
But he could be trying to shift the blame.
He's not. Here's the thing, right? Ford, coke dealer, probably.
Just a driver. And an
Helps out his sisters and his aunts with a little bit of pimping work, almost definitely. He's not a murderer.
God.
He's a survivor. He's not a murderer.
I'm a rogue, but I wouldn't kill anyone.
Here we go. Killcam says, now if I think about it, well, he's only just started thinking about it. Like, this man in the car could have been the killer because Dr. Fumble could have hired the driver to kill the person he was mad of. Plus, if Dr. Fumble did hire him, he wouldn't get blamed for it.
Dr. Fumbles, what do you think? Who do you think did it?
I think it was M. Fatale.
Oh.
What makes you say that?
Close to him, potentially, and then, you know, administered the, is it poison?
It was smashed over the back of the head.
And candlestick, yeah.
Well, same thing, you know.
Medical
advice, Dr.
Fumble. Sierra, as the professional here, who do you think did it?
Expensive notes here.
Oh!
The butler did it.
Oh.
What are you saying that for?
We have a saying where I come from. He who smelt it, dealt it. And you've been very vocal. Nominating everybody, and I believe that's the sign of a guilty man.
Catherine, who do you think did it?
I think Blanche Batters, because she's very fond of the candlesticks. There's no denying it. She was trying to secrete one when she was happened upon by his lordship. And then I think she conked him on the back of the head. There was a very telling comment about he wouldn't hear you coming up behind him with a candlestick.
Batters,
I think we both know it's the maid.
You're going for the maid.
Nice bit of deflection there, yeah. Come on, we all know.
How dare you?
M. Fatale, who do you think it is? Have you said yet?
I think it's Ford Escort, and quite frankly, if it isn't Ford Escort, you should probably lock him up anyway, because he's terribly uncouth.
He's a horrible, horrible human being. A really unpleasant human.
You guys are all very classist.
You're scum.
Disgusting.
I grew up on a council estate, and I bettered myself.
Look, you're a butler, mate. You ain't doing anything
but
special.
That is not a truncheon, mate. That is not a truncheon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You can have someone's eye out with that.
You can have someone's brown eye with that, out with that. I know exactly what that is. You dirty boy.
I bet you don't. As an aside, what is this?
It's a butt plug.
No, it's not. Not boring.
Not with a flipping blunt end like that.
Okay, it's a small
candlestick.
Butt plug.
It's a candlestick. You're the murderer.
This is my police truncheon, or it's for putting fruit into a blender.
Oh, right. Oh.
Like putting fruit into a blender, yeah.
That's a euphemism.
Yeah.
It's a euphemism. We know what that is. Has everybody said who they think it is?
They have. What's this chat saying?
The chat says...
They reckon it's Peacock.
They reckon it's Peacock. Peacock. Yeah. So I'm gonna go first. Does anyone else think it's Peacock? Me and the chat are saying the Peacock. If you think it's Peacock in the game, put your hand up.
Don't we all get a closing statement or something?
Yeah, but let's accuse.
Well, we have to.
And then he can do his closing statement.
Okay, so hang on. So yeah. am I accusing him now?
Yeah, go on, accuse him.
I think it's you, Peacock. You piece of trash.
I agree.
Oh, his tash fell off.
Yeah. Oh! I am not a I. Excuse me, sir. I am not a killer. I am an academic. As much as it would please me to watch that old sycophantic choke to death on my manuscript, I just don't have the condition conditions for prison. So what was he going to? So what if he wasn't going to publish my novel? I've been reading about self-publishing. Now that sounds like a grand idea.
So what did he do?
No, he didn't. So
Killcam says, if the person was killed by the candlestick, it could be a butler or the female acting all fancy, because they would be the one to have access to those things. Plus, that means if Dr. Fumble wasn't killer, it could be those two.
Well, I think it's Professor Peacock's turn to chuck the finger.
Go on, Professor Peacock. I got it wrong. We got it wrong, guys. Professor Peacock.
I.
Yes.
I think it was Dr. Fumble. He's not even a real doctor. So I suggest it was him. It had to be him.
Dr. Fumbles gets 18% of the vote in the poll. Does anybody else here think it's Dr. Fumbles? No. Dr. Fumbles, are you the murderer?
I take my Hippocratic oath seriously. To never do harm to anyone, even when they're driving me slowly crazy with their constant demands, and indeed this game. And even when they really deserve to have a bit of harm done. Yes, Lord Heathcliff was trying to get me kicked out of practice, but I had nothing to worry about. I passed that degree fair and square the second time round. In any case, it wasn't me, so can we hurry this off? Yeah, so I can go and see the body.
Oh, right. Now, who do you think done it, Dr. Fumbles?
I think it's M. Fatale.
Oh.
M. Fatale in the chat doesn't get any votes at all. Isn't even there. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. Hang on a second. View the results. M. Fatale. Nope, nothing. Does anybody else think it's M. Fatale, the lady acting posh? No one else does. M. Fatale, are you the murderer?
Well, I can't believe I'm even having to say this, but I'd never kill my own husband. I mean, surely we have our differences, but newlyweds, I mean, who doesn't? But if you think I was only after him for the money, you would be wrong. I was after his lovely meerkat, the Maltese meerkat. But you see, I'd get my hands on that whether he was dead or alive. So move along. Nothing to see.
female acting all fancy was not. And by the way, someone says, Rose Morgan says, Dr. Fumble is a brilliant actor.
Oh, he is. M Fatale, point your finger of blame.
I point the finger of blame directly at Ford Escort.
26%, the second most popular in the chat. 26% think it's Ford Escort. Those aren't handcuffs, by the way. Those are ankle cuffs.
Oh my.
I know my gear. Yeah, no. Ford Escort. Well, are you classism. The murderer?
No, it's more classism, isn't it? I didn't kill the alpha, but whoever did, done me a favour. I'm just glad I got out of my contract now and I can go and become a racing driver and get my ass off this gear stick. That's
God, this is awful. Okay. All right.
Who done it, Ford?
Ford, who do you think did it?
Definitely the professor. That's not even a real moustache.
Well, hang on, we just did that. It wasn't innocent. Him.
You have to pick someone who's not made their closing statements.
Oh, all right. Jesus. It was you, Cinders.
Just because my dad wasn't that pleased to see me and just because he said some terrible things about my mum being a bearded lady don't mean I was going to bump him off.
Bump him off?
I just lost my mum, who was prepared to accept all manner of shortcomings, which was exactly what Lord Heathcliff had.
It's all right.
So I didn't kill him and I'm pretty miffed at whoever did.
That's very convincing, actually.
That's brilliant.
That is. Yeah. That's good. Well done, thank everybody. You. Well done. Catherine Boyle, ladies and gentlemen. She is available when theatres open. She is available.
I'd like to finger the cook.
Okay. Okay. So then, Blanche Butters, did you murder the man? I think it was a man. So long ago now.
Lord Heathcliff.
Did you do the murder?
I thought his lordship and I had an understanding. Oh. Sure, I never said it out loud. I could squirrel away a few bits and pieces, and as long as he didn't notice, we were all good. I was wrong. Apparently he did notice, and he fired me. And quite frankly, I'm happy, as long as I don't have to go back to jail, because that's where the real criminals are.
Oh.
So you didn't murder him?
No, girlfriend.
Well, then, Sierra Tango, was it you?
Oh, look at, oh, no! No, look at you! Jesus! Why?
Well, now that I've had all of your cooperation this evening, I have enough information to frame any one of you. I haven't decided who it will be just yet, but somebody will be taking the fall. Suffice to say, as soon as I reported to my supers how I've single-handedly solved this most heinous crime, I'll be bye-bye, Sleepy Village, and hello, Met Police. I'll be back walking the beat in Soho before you know it. If he hadn't have recognised me as the stripper at a bachelor party last month and tried to blackmail me about it, I'd never have had the idea of killing him and using his murder as a way to get my job back. It's funny how things work out. Now, who wants to try on these shiny cufflinks? Don't worry, they'll only be on for 8 to 10 years.
Oh.
Coded Raving said, I thought there was something funny about her. What a twist, says Gamey Mr. Dan. Mike Drop says Chaz Miller. And I've just realised something. Sierra, are you actually in?
That's not a green screen.
That's
is
not
it?
Green screen, is it? You're actually there. I mean, like, we are as well, obviously. Obs.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm definitely here.
Wow.
Well, it was after it was murder at the manor.
Has he rented a manor?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matty. You did choose the best murderer.
Did. Killcam wow.
says, now I need to ask, and I'm not quite sure how we do this, but Killcam says, now I need to ask Dr. Fumble why he wants to see the body.
I thought it was all over by the shouting.
It is. It's not written down. You won't find the answer in there. This is we're off map.
Why I wanted to see the body? Well, yeah. Because I'm a doctor, God's sakes. Why are you keep asking me that?
That's has anyone did anyone check that he's actually dead?
Well, exactly. Well, you, well said.
You lot Well done, Boyley.
It was a bit crap, wasn't it?
Sorry?
No, it weren't crap.
Well done, Catherine. It was all right.
I was all right.
You've seen this show before, right?
Yeah.
It's just production values.
All right.
Compared to the rubbish we normally churn out.
You don't want to do this again, though?
No. Well, let's not get carried away. I think we do the same game with the same murderer next week. Because now we've got it, we know how to do it.
Right.
And we keep doing that one until we get it right. No, I think there is more reading than I thought there was going to be. I thought there'd be a bit more.
Maybe in future we have fewer characters or something.
We have people that are in this country and can hear us. It would be my thing.
Can I register my opinion?
Yeah, go on.
I thought it was brilliant, Catherine. I had fun, and that's the main thing. You got past the technical difficulties, and you know Ian was trying to neg you a little bit, but you rose above it. We all had fun. And I think next time, just make sure everyone knows how to use Zoom.
Zoom. Do you know what? A lot of it was Zoom, wasn't it?
Here.
I think as long as good people who can read and know what numbers are, fine.
I want more hot bearded men dressed as women.
I'm not
two
what
tonight.
About, what about this?
Dave, I'd send you a text. listen, I think we do something very much like this. I just thought there's a little bit too much reading.
Yeah, there
and
is.
Not enough room for.
For yeah, but actually, as we got used to it, people were adding their own stuff, weren't they?
Yeah, you don't need to read it word for word.
I think there has to be like an old playground game.
Yeah.
Where it's a little bit more organic.
Well, like Wink Murder.
Like Wink Murder or something. I don't know what Wink Murder is. But I loved it. I was joshing. I was a little bit pissed off with the technical stuff, but you know I get pissed off with the technical stuff. But that's my thing. I was joshing when I was arguing with you. I was genuinely getting frustrated with the technical stuff because that's what I do. Because it's beyond my knowledge and I'm really stretched there. But I thought it was fun. Are you having a moment?
No.
Don't have a moment. This was fun, man.
I'm having a moment. I just want to check that it wasn't really boring.
Look how fit everybody looks. What a sexy ensemble.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.